a young she-gopher
is the
most delicious. And using a hatchet, a shingle hatchet, was the best tool to cut the shell on the sides in order to get in. The first step, though, was with the old-fashioned ice pick. You would put the gopher down with his belly side down, as usual, push on the very back part of the shell, and when he stuck his head out, you would push this ice pick through the back of his neck all the way through where he couldn't pull his head back in, and then cut his head completely off with a butcher knife. Throw him in a box so he would bleed for a few minutes. Then you would take him out, turn him upside down on his back, and with the hatchet, you cut through the side of the shell. Each end had legs, the front end had head legs, the back end tail legs. You would cut through the shell on both sides, and with your butcher knife, skin any hearing flesh from the shell and remove it completely. Throw away the insides, and you kept the better meat, which was the paws and the neck. And skinned, you would put those in hot water to loosen the skin, and you skinned that out, and it was beautiful red meat afterwards. And to make a gopher perlow, an Arabic recipe of rice reddened with tomatoes and with onions and with a touch of garlic and with bay leaves and with thyme to season it, and cook slowly to keep each grain of rice separate to make it perfect, and taking the lid off your pot prior to it becoming completely done, not stirring it too much as you would break up the grains of the rice, and any sticking to the sides of the pot were left so as not to stir too hard. And this later could be soaked overnight and it would come completely loose. The Menorcans had a word for that was left in the pot. I've forgotten the word, but you have that in your list of words of what they called that hard part. Mm-hmm. But for a gopher stew. Always with the gopher stew, you cut a side of white rice, the small Spanish rice, and this was put on the plate or platter first. A soup dish we used, which was a deep plate, and you covered that or smothered it with your gopher stew.
Okay, change the subject for a moment. I'm going to talk about insects. Can you tell me the name for an insect that flies around light and likes to, eat away clothing?
A moth.
Is there any, do you know any
a
other
candle, names? Candle fly. Butterfly moth. Or any, usually brown or black winged insect resembling a moth. I think any of them will eat clothing, particularly clothing that has been spotted with food. I have found a very small candle fly and a hole the size of a large headed pin alongside of the very small candle fly that would look like a little stripe. So this has proven to me that it doesn't have to be a large moth to ruin a $150 suit of clothes overnight.
Yeah.
A roach also, and a silverfish also, will destroy by eating, particularly a cockroach. If you have been to a meal and